The ranks of the organized crime department of the Czech police have hitherto been filled with Czech citizens by law. It is not only Czech citizens, though, contributing to organized criminal activity in the Czech Republic. While the police do not keep or at least publish statistics on crimes committed by non-Czech nationals, a need has apparently arisen to open their doors to foreign job applicants. On Wednesday, the government approved that aim while the passing of the new conceptual plan for the organized crime unit that will, for the first time, allow citizens of other countries to work for the police. Christian Falvey has more.
The concept of organized crime covers a broad swath of offenses from mafia activities to terrorism, and many of them by nature essentially require the involvement of non-Czechs. News stories involving the organized crime department of the Czech police in recent years have included human trafficking around Europe via the Czech Republic, a forgery ring involving Albanians and Romanians, the alleged presence of a Dagestani terrorist organization, and most recently sham weddings organized by Nigerians and Czechs. Captain Iva Knolova of the organized crime unit stresses that the department has plenty of foreign know-how and language skills, but perhaps not enough of the right kind for the present day.
Our colleagues, of course, do speak foreign languages and have experience with other countries in working abroad, but of course that generally involves speaking English, German and so on. We would now welcome the opportunity to have people in our ranks who speak less common languages and also who know the environments of various ethnicities. These are things that would truly be of great advantage to us.
The government on Wednesday, therefore, sanctioned the Interior Ministry's new plan for combating organized crime, and it includes taking on detectives of nationalities that would be of specific use to the force. According to the submitted material reported on by the Daily Pravo, dialects and slang are obstacles for the police. Quality translation services for many languages are unavailable or come at too high a cost, or interpretation services are impractical in the field. Captain Knolova again.
This entails all kinds of languages like Vietnamese and Chinese, people from areas like Dagestan and so on. With Western European languages, we don't have language barriers, but we need not only people with language skills, but also people who are familiar with various ethnicities and cultures. Such people would, of course, have to go through the selection procedure and meet the conditions of working with the Czech police, including successfully completing the necessary security clearance and language exams. Then there is nothing to prevent foreign citizens from working in our ranks.
The police department says the initiative is inspired by similar situations in other countries, such as the United States, where the FBI has for several years allowed Chinese nationals, for example, to serve for similar reasons. The plan approved by the government also allows for closer cooperation with police in China and in other Southeast Asian nations, in the countries of the former Soviet bloc and in northwestern Africa, particularly Nigeria, from where organized criminal groups have emerged in recent years.
Thanks for that report, Christian. You are listening to Radio Prague.